Hello, how are you doing today? My name is Damilola Olarinmoye. I'm also known as Amazing Maya. And if you're a young girl, you're a teenage girl, I'm so passionate about you. If you're a mom listening, I'm passionate about your teenage daughter. If you're a sister listening, I'm passionate about your teenage sister. If you're an aunt listening, I'm passionate about your niece. I'm passionate about young girls and teenage girls, and I am so excited to do this. We started an Insta book last week and we got excellent feedbacks, and I'm so excited that I'm doing this. One of the reasons why I'm doing this is because I believe that knowledge is power, and the reason why a lot of people fall into different kinds of errors is because they don't have the knowledge. So I'm so excited to do this. So let's quickly do a recap. About what we did last week. So we're doing this current topic. Let's talk about the boy you like. I really like this topic because, you know, I wish somebody asked me this question years ago. I wish there was somebody there who really wanted to know why I like the boy that I like, who really wants to know why I want to be in a relationship and why I'm so excited about this relationship or this new guy that's just so, you know, interested in me. So we talked about so many things, but, you know, we're just going to recap and mention a few things that are really profound. Number one is love is a beautiful thing. We realize that love is a beautiful thing. It's not that being in love is a bad thing. It's not that, you know, wanting to be in love is a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's one of God's ways of uniting people. It's, in fact, one of the indications that you know God. Love is one of the indications that you know God. It's one of the indications that God is interested in you. For God so loved that he gave. So because of love, he was moved to reach out to us. So love is a beautiful thing. Secondly, there's a time to love. There's a time to love. There's a time to be in a relationship. There's a time to... because love has responsibilities. Love is not a feeling. And I don't want to go ahead of myself. It's one of the things we'll be talking about next. Love requires responsibilities, and then we need to be able to grow into that person that can carry out that responsibilities. Love requires some actions, and that is why God wants to prepare us for it. Thirdly, it really isn't about falling in love, like growing in love. You know, we've always heard about it. I fell in love. I'm in love with you. I like you. I'm all of that. But it really isn't about falling in love, like growing in it. We want to grow in love so that we're able to deliver and carry out the responsibilities that love requires. God is passionate about my love life. That is the fourth one. God is passionate about my love life. I think that is a myth breaker because, you know, most of the time they say, oh, you know, it seems like God is not interested in that part, but he's really passionate about that part. He really is passionate about your love life. He wants to know what is on your mind. If there's somebody in your life that is, you know, paying this attention to you, he wants you to talk to him about it so that he can guide you. He wants you to say what is on your mind and not just figure it out. So God is passionate about your love life. Fourthly, God's goal is to prepare you for love. His goal is to prepare you for love. God wants to prepare us for love. He wants to empower us to be able to maximize all of the things that love has to offer us. He wants us to be able to, you know, be responsible in the place of love, because like I said earlier, love has its responsibilities. Then the other one is, there is nothing wrong with love. You know, I see so many people rant and say all sorts about love, because of their experiences. But there is nothing wrong with love. God is love, and love is beautiful. Love is not dead. Love is not in crisis. Love is beautiful. We just need to learn how to grow in love. And the next thing is that to grow in love, it requires knowledge and understanding. It requires knowledge and understanding. Just imagine if you have all these feelings for this guy and he's really cute, he has pink lips, and he's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, he's light skinned, and he's bald and has a very nice beard. And you know, he has all of that, and then you discover that he really isn't what he looks like. That knowledge can help you to adjust and can help you to make the right decision. If you have a right perception of what love is, it can help you make the right decision. When you know that love is not a feeling, you will not want to, you know, start a relationship based on how you feel about a guy. When you know that love has its responsibilities, you want to ask yourself, do I really have what it takes to be in love right now? Do I have what it takes to, you know, have a guy in my life right now? Am I ready for the responsibilities? Am I ready to, you know, to be monitored, to be cared for? Am I ready for the love that I look forward to receiving? Knowledge is powerful. And then when we have an understanding of what God's love is, that is just a joker in God. That is like, you know, like an icing to everything that we're talking about. When you know what love is through God's eyes, through God's perspective, through God's lens, that is really, really amazing. And so, you know, having an understanding of what love is would help you make the right decisions. And, you know, we talked about a task last week. Why do you, you know, thinking through everything, why do I want to be in a relationship with the guy I like? Is it because I'm under pressure? Is it because other people are in love? Is it because my friends want me to do it? Is it because I'm old enough? Why do I really want to date or love the guy that I like? Why do I really want to do this? You want to really know, are your motives right? Because motives at this point is everything. You want to know why. There was a time when I was a teenager, I dated a guy because I was bored. And, you know, he also was bored, and we just started this thing. And, you know, his mom really liked me, and she always, you know, she checks up on me, she buys a lot of things. She bought me my first designer perfume, and, you know, she was just always there. But, you know, along the line, somebody came into my life that gave me what much more than what he had to offer. And then somebody also came into his life and, you know, took over from me. So that motive for being bored couldn't sustain us, because that is not a reason to love. Some people fall in love because their friends are in love as well, but that is really not a reason to be in love. So you want to know why you're doing this. Why do you really want to do this? Why are you thinking about a relationship right now? Is it the best thing for you to do? So I want you to think about it before this week's series drop. And I look forward to sharing some more about the boy that you like and helping you through this journey. Remember, God is passionate about your love life. So everything on your mind, you can talk to him about it. Watch out The Amazing Maya on Instagram. That is where the next series will drop. And I know that you're going to have an amazing time.